The Wisconsin Humane Society in Milwaukee bought out and closed down the largest dog breeding operation in the state. That was the Puppy Haven Kennels near Marquesan. The society thought it was getting about 1,200 dogs, but spokeswoman Angela Speed says with the arrivals of the last kennel dogs this week, the total is more than expected.
The numbers climbed because a lot of the dogs were pregnant. And so when we originally thought that we were going to have about 1,200 dogs, and we're finding that we're going to be at about 1,600.
Speed says about 1,250 dogs have been placed in new homes. About 30 dogs had to be euthanized because they were in poor health and not treatable. That still leaves about 300 dogs to be placed. But Speed says she thinks there are more people who want the former kennel dogs.
I sometimes wonder myself, where are these people coming from that are adopting all these dogs? But I think a lot of people have really opened their homes to second dogs or third dogs. And we've had people come as far away as, you know, Chicago and Indiana and Minneapolis that have heard about the story, and they really want like one of the particular kind of dog, but they don't want to support a puppy mill, and so they've been adopting from our shelter.
Speed says other humane societies in Pennsylvania have also been buying out puppy mills that were operating illegally, but she says the Marquesan facility was following the law. However, Speed says the case shows Wisconsin has weak oversight regulations that need strengthening in the next legislative session. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.